One person is dead after a fire in an abandoned home in Brentwood. With the news flash, I'm Trey Westerberg, LI News Radio 103.9. Firefighters found a body on the first floor of the home on 8th Street after dousing the flames just before 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. Homicide detectives and arson investigators from Suffolk County Police are investigating the death as a homicide. The victim is believed to be a homeless squatter. A Bohemia woman has been accused of an attempted armed robbery of one gas station and scamming people out of money for a fake charity. 41-year-old Jamie Jeweler is facing robbery charges for holding up a Gulf station in November. In another incident, Jeweler is accused of collecting donations from a sham cancer walk and attempting to cash altered checks. The Suffolk County Legislature has approved spending $1.25 million on a feasibility and design study for new sewers in Huntington Station. The state-sponsored business incentive program enables the county to consider a new sewer line from the Long Island Railroad Station in Huntington to the Walt Whitman Shops. That's your news flash. I'm Trey Westerberg on 103.9 LI News Radio 103.9.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to aarp.org.